from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI director comments on Orlando.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network.
Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, making a statement just a short time ago regarding the early Sunday morning tragedy in Orlando, Florida, that took the lives of 50 and wounded over 50 more. Omar Mateen conducted the massacre at the Pulse Bar and Dance Club. He had called 911 in Orlando to proclaim his allegiance to Islamic State. His father says he does not believe his son was radicalized.
ISIS is a terrible group. I don't agree that someone says he radicalized. He wasn't, because he had no beard. And he was just a regular person going to work, coming back, and take care of his wife and his kids.
Mr. Comey, in some part, disagrees.
But we are highly confident that this killer was radicalized, and at least in some part through the internet.
As reported, the FBI twice had the opportunity to interview Mateen, the first time coming in 2013 when his comments proved to be quite erratic.
First, he claimed family connections to Al-Qaeda. He also said that he was a member of Hezbollah, which is a Shia terrorist organization that is a bitter enemy of the so-called Islamic State, ISIL. He said he hoped that law enforcement would raid his apartment and assault his wife and child so that he could martyr himself.
Mr. Comey also said the Bureau would be looking at its own actions, especially since a dangerous individual had been interviewed by the FBI not once, but twice.
We're also going to look hard at our own work to see whether there is something we should have done differently. So far, the honest answer is,